How long are we planning for this to be? Like, an hour?
It really doesn't matter to me, to be honest with you. Just let me know how long you try to do this.
Okay, probably not for that long, because my little Pookie Pear is upset.
I see. Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Hopefully this works. This podcast is for my little Pookie Bear, Dominic James Alm, to listen to when I'm not there to talk to him. Okay. Introduce yourself.
Yo, the assistant of the podcast, and here as a guest for the Yap session. So nice to see y'all.
You're okay. Okay. What should we, Oh my goodness. Okay, what should we
You didn't plan this out, did you?
No, because it's a podcast to just talk, because that's when we're most authentic, right? So, well, let's start this off deep. Since we're talking, since this is for my little beautiful, wonderful, loving boyfriend, Dominic Alm, I should not be saying his full name, because we'll edit that out. But yeah, okay. Let's talk about relationships and love. So, chapter one, relationship and love. What are your thoughts on love? You know?
All right, we're getting back into this. Let's go. My thoughts on relationship and love. It's a gorgeous thing. It's really nice to see being happy with one another. I just listened to a quote recently. Love is it's a challenge. It's when one and another see life in another way of wanting to push one another to reach new heights, even through the struggles through life, just knowing how crap it is, and there's always a lot of cursed energy within the world. You always find another reason to live.
Yeah, I get that. Like, let's talk about like moments where you felt like love. Like, it could be any type of love, like romantic, platonic, or just like love itself.
Since we're on love language relationship, man, I don't really know, Chief.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I had to do something solid, yeah, I don't know, Chief. This
Okay.
one, I don't know.
It's okay. This is going great already. But it's okay. I think for me, like, love just means like being authentic with one another, or being authentic to something that you enjoy being around, or like you enjoy thinking of, or just like being there, you know? So it's kind of like, I think the first time for me when I felt love was probably like when I was younger. My dad used to, like peel a lot of fruits for me. So the first time I really like recognized like, oh, this person loves me, is when my dad would go out of his way to do things for me, and I thought that was really sweet. So I still like peel things for my friends to this day, 'cause I think it's kind of sweet that my dad taught me how to like share like the way he knows how to love best, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Cherish life to the fullest. I feel that.
Yeah.
Respect. Respect.
Yeah. I think another like, what are you doing, bro?
Do you mean?
Never mind. I think another
What?
Okay, how do you show like that you love someone, you know?
Ooh. Ooh, this is gonna be a little corny.
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, I would most show it like I would always wake up in the morning and you'd probably be the first person I'd be texting like, good morning, I love you, how are you doing? And like, if I had the money to, man, I'd be on Amazon every day trying to get you a gift for the very next day.
Like every morning, just
I'd be a full cornball at that
every
point.
morning you wake up and you give them a gift, like, hey, I bought you this last night. Like,
Man, I would always give it like I do it every once in a while,
yeah.
but I would always wake up. You're probably gonna be like the first person I text, just saying good morning and see how you're doing.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think the way that I show love best is probably like, I mean, I don't really know how to like say that I love someone with like words, but like I think I do it through like actions, you know? 'Cause like I think the best way I could show like love is through communication, because I mean, like if I love you like a lot, then I would want to like talk it out instead of just like letting it sit there and like letting it boil until like you just like I've just had like enough of you know? And
You want to go into more about that?
yeah, so like let's say like my significant other, aka my beautiful boyfriend, sorry. Let's say like I did something to upset him, right? And he's not like, let's say like hypothetically, he's really upset and he doesn't want to talk to me. Obviously, I would give it like a couple of like minutes, maybe hours if he needed it, until he felt comfortable, and then I would obviously like be like, hey, I don't really know what I did, or hey, I know what I did and I know it upset you a lot. And then I think just like the process of communicating itself is like really like it's I don't know how to s state it. It's like kind of like very affectionate, and it's only like something you and that other person who you're trying to communicate can like feel in the moment, you know? Because obviously you can,
That like within the energy between the two.
yeah,
I don't know.
like obviously, like after if you tell someone or like during your communication, it's not going to be the same as like you communicating with a person directly, you know? So
Right.
I think that's why like for relationships, like any type of relationship, I think the biggest like downfall would be the lack of communication, like empathizing and like recognition and understanding of like one another. 'Cause you know, obviously everyone is different, so like it's kind of hard to get into that like mentality of, oh, we're two different people, or oh, we think differently, so I need to try to understand where they're coming from and I need them to understand where I'm coming from. So like it's I think relationships, it's really hard to do that. Like it's hard to like communicate with each other too, because you're like, well, what if I communicate with them and what if I lose them, you know? And then like the act of like trying to like comprehend one another and like trying to understand each other is like really hard, because you're upset and they're upset, so it's gonna be a lot harder to think logically. But at the end of the day, like if you love them a lot, then you're gonna like try to do that for them. Like you want them to communicate with you and they want you to communicate with them. So I think that's how I show my love, like romantically the best, you know? Just like communicating what I want, them communicating what they want, and like understanding each other. But yeah. Yeah.
I like that general idea because, like, communication, as we all know, like, it's very key in a relationship. You being able to learn behind for what they want and what they need have needs for in a relationship, also learning what you want and what you need in a relationship. is always going to be that 50-50 in between. And it's really nice to see that you can do something like that, especially like with Sonya Luck, because that's a beautiful thing to see through just lifetimes. Having something to make you happy and being able to communicate it is a nice thing. And then going back to what you said, like, yeah, it can be scary to be wanting to communicate some type of information, and maybe you have this fear of being turned down or being let down or disappointed on a specific thing that they have to say. But how I see it is, like, even if they do have not the idea that you had for it, they do give it consideration and want to meet you halfway for it.
I think another big thing about like communication is like learning when to set aside like your pride and like your stubbornness. Because if you're upset, there's obviously gonna be like feelings of like pride, like you don't wanna admit that you're wrong. But to like communicate the best you can, you have to set aside that pride. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. And also like just learning how to like compromise is really hard, because I'm sure in your like past relationships, like there's like always a struggle of trying to like do 50-50 to the, so like you both are comfortable to the point where like you both like are like, yeah, okay, this works out. I can do this so you feel comfortable, and you can do this for me so I can feel comfortable. So like learning how to compromise is still like a really hard thing to do. And that ties in with like communication. Because if you're not gonna compromise during communication and like learn your partner, but then it's just gonna be like really hard for you know?
No, I feel that. No, I've been really toxic relationship. My last relationship was really toxic, so bad.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yeah, I think if it's okay for me to talk about it, I won't like say any names, but like if it's okay, you know. Is it?
Oh no, you're completely fine. But like, as I was gonna say, like, I personally was just in a relationship, a really bad one. Like, I wasn't always being met 50-50. I had to make all the decisions and being the one to plan or one to do something, which is okay once in a while for me. I don't mind doing that, but can't do it all the time because I don't know what you want me to do, because you're sharing what you want with me. And I feel like that's very important, really, in a relationship. What do you like to do? What's your enjoyment? What makes you happy? What doesn't make you happy?
So basically just
Okay.
like learning about your partner.
But,
But yeah, back to that 50-50 thing. I think for me and my boyfriend, my lovely, handsome, beautiful, sexy, wonderful boyfriend, my bad.
you're doing great. You're doing
My bad, I'll chill. But
great.
learning how to compromise between us is still like difficult, because we're both very stubborn, but at some point we like recognize that like, yeah, okay, we need to like step back a little bit and like gather everything. So like trying to be 50-50 in a relationship is like a bit difficult, to be honest, like to be completely like honest and like transparent. It's hard to be like 50-50 because you've always like done things like your way, or like you've always done something just someone else's way. So like to recognize that they want you to have some peace of mind, and you want them to have some peace of mind, and like so both of you are comfortable in the relationship, it's kind of like really difficult to find that like middle spot where both of you are happy with where you are. So like the hangout thing, you know, like it's still really like it's still like kind of like difficult for like me to like understand, 'cause like I know that my boyfriend wants me to like ask him out on more hangouts. And it's kind of like difficult to like compromise on like how much he needs to ask and how much I need to ask. So I guess just like learning what your partner wants from you will make your relationship better. I don't know if this is making sense. I feel like it is making sense, but I feel like it's not, you know?
No, you're making sense. Like,
Yeah.
bro, we're doing this for a reason. We came here to yap. That's what we're gonna do.
It's also for my lovely, beautiful boyfriend for him to listen to. So, yeah. Again, this is a secret for, like, this is the secret I'm keeping from him. But, yeah. I think, like, yeah. Go ahead. No way, bro.
But to what you're saying, like having that that middle point where like you want to meet them there, but like it's very difficult too, because as you said, like they you don't really know what their 50-50 is yet, or what you
Yeah.
want, what they want from you. And I'd love the journey for that, like people learning who you are and what you want in life. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. And sorry if I'm cutting you off, but like going back to the whole like you don't know where your partner's 50-50 is. Yeah, like it's kind of hard to decipher that because you think you know them, but like sometimes you don't know what they want, and sometimes like they won't always communicate that to you because it's like it could be something really simple or something like really detailed that you don't know about them. And it's okay if you like expect your partner to know things about you, but it's also like you can't like think your partner knows everything about you that you want. So like of course like they should know what like specific things that you want, but like for communication and for like the 50-50 thing, right? They won't always know. So again, like communication is a very big part of like relationships, and I think that social media has really like kind of like ruined that, you know, with the whole like, oh, if he wanted to, he would, or oh, like he should be able to read my mind, or oh, she should be able to read my mind, stuff like that, you know.
That stuff, bro. For all the viewers who probably will see this, bro, don't listen to a relationship on the internet, because I swear to you, as soon as you get a nice dude and you look at them and be like, yeah, he should be able to, I promise you, you are going to lose the best thing of your life.
Yeah. And like obviously there are things that your partner should be able to do for you, and like they should know what you want on specific things, but there are moments where like they don't know what you want or you won't know what they want, and it's frustrating when they pull that card like, oh, you should be able to know this. Like it's that card is only valid in like very specific situations, you know? So like
Yeah, no, I can.
yeah, like it applies, but it also is very like it doesn't apply sometimes, and it's up to like you or your partner to communicate your wants and needs and to like set boundaries of like where your 50-50 are, you know?
Yeah, well, I do get what you mean, like knowing few things that like that should be automatic for you, like second nature, like I would get that completely. But like I wouldn't expect, especially for coming from guys, like sitting from a dude's standpoint, like I wouldn't expect them to get every detail that they would need, like getting all the main parts. Like they will do that for you and be happy with it and continue to work hard as they can. But for specifics like that, if you forget, then like, man, gotta go to work, man. Gotta go
Yeah.
to work.
Also like communication just makes a lot of like self-improvement on you and your partner and your relationship as a whole. So if you don't communicate or if you don't try to communicate because you think your partner knows everything, then it's kind of like you're basically like setting your relationship up for failure, you know? It's like,
Yeah.
it's a very confusing topic to talk about because it's a very, like, thin line between, yeah, your partner shouldn't know this, and no, it's okay that your partner doesn't know this, you know? So it's like difficult.
No, I get that, because what I see a lot in relationships is, like, going back to, like, the social media thing, like, there's always this one person who's like, you must know this, or there's going to be a problem, and clearly they don't know. Never put yourself in a position where you're going to make your other partner keep guessing of what you want or need in a relationship. Because that would make to more problems in the future. Because it can't help you be in a better relationship. As you said before, it sets you up for failure because they can't read your mind. It's impossible. They're not psychic. It'd be cool, but like, we all know that's not going to work.
I mean, your partner should know you as a person, but they also don't know you because you are yourself, you know? I don't know how to word it. Like, they should, but they also shouldn't know you. No, but like, they should know you, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Like,
It's you're not the same person. We're all different people. Yeah, you're gonna learn things about each other, but like we're not gonna be the same person to the point where like we're gonna know 100% everything you're thinking. Yes, there's things to know about each other, but we're not gonna know every little tiny detail because that's one insane that you can do that. I congratulate you. Round of applause, I guess. It's like, why put yourself in a position trying to learn every single thing about your partner instead of learning the great and small important things to be happy together as just one entity?
Was that your phone?
Yeah, sorry. So,
No, it's cool.
more in things, my phone will vibrate like this because of Instagram, so I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I think also social media tends to romanticize that whole like ideal of like, oh, your partner should know you, like everything about you, like from the smallest of things to the biggest of things. And it's like that, that ideal, it's like, yeah, you want that, but it's also like impossible to get. Like, you can be close to that ideal, but like the idea of it is like almost very toxic because you're setting like your partner up to like feel like if you do that to your partner, then you're setting them up to feel like they're trapped, like they have like no like real like hold in the relationship because it's like any way they turn, then you could like lash out on them, and that's like very like toxic, you know?
Right, this season even goes with friends relationships. Like, don't expect your friend or partner to know every detail about you. Unless you're one of the boys, then you already know everything. But don't expect them to know every little detail about you, because it won't work, and you're just gonna put yourself into ruins. This is definitely going out to women mainly because this problem does literally just surround y'all most of the time.
Dang, bruh.
As mean as it sounds, it is very true.
Okay.
Don't be toxic, y'all. I promise you, it is not worth it.
I think it's because, for my ladies out there, I think it surrounds them the most because from the youngest of age, there are like many things that cater to those like very like toxic ideas of how your partner should be. So as you're growing up and as you're like witnessing more of these like social media, like books, like ideals, like ideology, like stuff like that, then it starts to morph in your mind. And that mindset is like a very hard mindset to get out of because it's like it's not their fault, but it's also at the same time it's like it's a weird topic to talk about. It's hard to explain it because it's not necessarily their fault, but rather like the media like romanticizing everything instead of just being like transparent, you know?
Kind of, I kind of get what you mean. Go a little bit more into that if you don't mind. I said go a little bit more into that if you don't mind.
Yeah, because like using me as an example, right? From a very young age, I was always taught that, oh, your partner should be perfect. Your partner should do things without you asking. Your partner should know every single little detail about you, from like the meal you ate this morning, to what time you slept, to like what type of like pillow you have, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, it's very unnecessary to like push that mindset onto a young girl, especially when they're like at an age of like very big influence, you know? So like
Crime.
if you grow up only like hearing about that like idea, then it's gonna be concrete in your mind. And then when you like step outside of like that like bubble where like everything is like romanticized as perfect and like your dream guy or your dream girl, then it's kind of like you're disappointed and you can't communicate that with your partner, because how are you gonna tell them that, hey, I wasn't raised up to like know all of these things, and it's a bit embarrassing for me to admit that, because pride is like a natural, like pride and shame are like not shame, but like yeah, no, shame. Pride and shame are like very natural for people to feel when they're like communicating and like confessing things. So I know, yeah, I know for me, getting into my first like re healthy relationship, it was kind of hard to like communicate, because for the longest time, I always thought my partner should be doing this and this for me without me telling them to, because they should be able to read my mind, because we're partners and they should be able to do that. But like recognizing and admitting that was like the hardest thing to do, because that's what I've known. That's the only thing I've known growing up. So getting into a relationship where I had to admit that and I had to recognize that my mindset wasn't the only mindset out there, and people were allowed to like tell me if I'm wrong and if I'm hurting them, because I myself am not a perfect partner like how I want them to be, then like, you know, like it's just, I don't know. Like it's kind of a thing where you're just like, I grew up like this, so it's hard to admit because it's been in my mind like the entire time I've grown up. So
I feel like it's more not more it's not that hard to admit, like it clearly shows and you know the thing is that it's more accepting it and acknowledging it
yeah.
and putting in more to cope with it.
Yeah, like putting in effort to try and change, like to like I guess like backwards your way of thought of that ideology was the hardest thing to do. Like some people might like get it right away, but also it's kind of like hard to do. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
definitely because, as you said, like some people were born just knowing, like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, it's always supposed to be perfect. Recognizing it is the easiest thing to do. You'll see it. It's there. Oh my God, my fault. I'm so sorry, y'all.
No, it's fine. I feel
Bagel,
like
leave me alone.
just mute him, bruh. I feel like recognizing that, and
More.
like, yeah, you can recognize it, but like recognizing and admitting that is the hardest thing to do, because shame exists, and like it's kind of like it's hard to believe that no, your mindset is wrong and you need to put in these steps to like change it so you can be a better person for yourself, for your partner, and for the relationship, and like for future relationships with anybody that you might have, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, funny, more funny topic. How to let yourself like become a better person. Acknowledging the problems in front of you and actually working through them instead of just letting them be there, knowing that it's there but not trying to fix it to be a better person for yourself. Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't. For me, this might just be for me, but like, for me personally, I don't get it when people recognize that there's a problem that they can change and they could do it, but they just can't because they're stuck in that cycle of like self-loathing and like they think that everything is against them when in reality, most people have a support system that they can rely on. And like, most people can like get support when they need it, but it's just that they're stuck in this like whole like mindset of I'm alone, I will deal with everything alone because I don't want to put them like through my pain. I don't want them to know how I'm feeling because like I'm ashamed of it or like I just don't want to burden them with that. And I personally don't get that because it's like if you know it exists and if you know that you can change it, then the like you just did like the hardest part probably. Like recognizing things can be difficult, but it's possible. And like if you recognize it and you know that you can change it and you know how to like even if you don't know how to get help, it's like you have a support system. You are not alone and people are there for you, you know? So like reaching out and like letting people know, like opening up and being vulnerable with them can definitely help a lot. And like it will definitely break you of that cycle of like, I'm alone. I can't do this with other people. I need to do this independently, you know? Like,
So, something really sad about that actually,
yeah.
because I'm the type of person. We people like that, I also have this problem. We've gone through life living like that. We've had basically no such thing as a support system until recently. We would have to challenge ourselves to be like, this is okay. We can fix this and move on to the very next thing and not worry about it anymore, because that's what I've been doing, and I will continue doing that until I figure out the next thing to do.
And I get that.
We recognize the problem. It sits in front of us and we know it's there, but the thought of us feeling like it'd be a burden to another person, because we already know, and this has already happened to us. You're not going to want to listen to what we have to say. You're probably going to take the info and throw it in the trash the very next day. Like, if you're really there to help us, we're not even going to hear you with our own problems. So, I don't know why we want to talk to anyone knowing that fact that that's a possibility. And myself just spill myself to you and getting nothing out of
I get that. I understand that a lot.
it.
It's like it's hard to like change the way you are because of like the environment around you. So if you've only grown up with like one type of like mindset and like you know how others will treat you if you open up because you've experienced it in the past, it's definitely a lot harder to take that step forward and to like branch out for help. And it's especially if like you branched out before and people have like ignored like your call for help. But I think the worst thing you can do to yourself is knowing, recognizing, and like understanding that yes, you have struggled before and you will probably struggle in the future. But the worst thing you could do to yourself is knowing that you are struggling and not trying to like reach out for help. Even if the help gets like denied and stuff, like it will definitely take a toll on your like mental health. But like reaching out continuously over and over again will someday get you somewhere and will someday get you to someone that truly cares about you and that will want to help you with every single fiber of their being. So
Yeah.
it's a difficult like way of like thinking, and it's also very like understandable and valid. And I obviously like I do not blame people who think like that, because again, with like the way they've grown up, with the like, experiences they've experienced, I am not the one to like tell them like you have to change now, you have to do this and this and this to get better. But more or so, it's rather like I know you are struggling and I want to help you, but you also need to be the one to reach out for help sometimes. Like, there will be people to like reach out to you when they think you're struggling. And sometimes you might not be, but sometimes you might be. And obviously that's good. But also like it's also like if you know you're struggling, you should also try to reach out too. Because there are people who will help you, there are people who love you a lot, and there are people who are willing to like go to the ends of the world to like try to make you feel better and like try to understand you, even if they don't help you, like even if they can't help you, like they're there for you. They will like encourage you to do things. And like, I think the worst thing you could do to yourself is not accepting help when you really need it. 'Cause that's just self-pity. That's just like you're just stuck. You're gonna be stuck in this cycle for way longer if you can't accept help.
It's not even just accepting help, because you could maybe be needing help and nobody would know.
And I think
It
that's why I said like people will reach out to you, but also you need to reach out to them whenever you're struggling, because the phone goes both ways. You know that saying? Like
yeah.
if you call then and they don't answer, then that's not on you. But if they call and you don't answer, then that's not on them either, you know?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Guys, it is always important. The most important thing to have in life is a friend.
Someone
It
you can
is more than family, but it is always important to have a friend, because a friend is someone who will stick with you and listen to you and just be the most enjoyment of your life. Family will always be there for you and to love you. But they won't be there in your life for those very dire and critical situations of your life or memories. It's the people that you hang around, your friends and people that you're cool with. I don't know how to word this right now.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I think it's kind of like another topic that we could talk about is like friend groups. 'Cause
Thank you.
friend groups have a lot of like different dynamics to the point where it could be like toxic and like unhealthy for you, but you wouldn't even know it because you're like they're your friends. Like you know them, you understand them, but like towards someone else, they might see it as unhealthy because it could be potentially unhealthy and you wouldn't even recognize that, you know?
Yeah, another cool thing is like, another thing is like,
What?
another cool thing is like, it's depending on the friendship. Like, you can be right, like, it'd be the most toxic thing, or you don't know,
Yeah.
or you can be in different groups. I'm in really dumb, funny, and then a little bit gay, but. That
Okay.
gay point is like 5%.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get into the
Right.
details, but no, it's the people you hang around is the people that you want to evolve into, the people that you look up to, and the people that you consider as a mentor, I guess.
It's kind of
The
difficult.
friend who
Oh, yep, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, like, friend groups are like another half of a personality. It's things that you enjoy, and then the same things that other people enjoy. and you're able to share that with them or with others that you don't know and just have that really good connection, even if it is toxic or just a good thing.
Yeah.
A friend is usually what you want to show up as a person, or how you want to show up as a person in the real world. Because how you show up is in that friend group is how you're going to show up in life. But back to what you're saying.
I think like friend groups are also very essential for like development, you know, 'cause like if you surround yourself with them like for most of the time, then obviously you're gonna like pick up either consciously or subconsciously on like their like personality, the way they think, the way they do things. And that could lead to like unknown toxicity, you know? But also,
Yeah.
so like you are who you surround yourself with, whether you believe that or not. Like it's a corny statement, but like you are, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like your friends could be your biggest supporters or your biggest like haters, to be honest.
Later. Yes, sir. No, I'm fine.
No. I am a hater. I will admit that. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a hater. No. But yeah, my point is that like people like don't really recognize when like their friends are toxic or not sometimes, is if they've like been like accustomed to the way they act and think and the way they do things and like the way they like talk to you. People get accustomed to that too easily, and it's hard to recognize the patterns of like someone being a bad person to you, especially if you've like grown up around it, you know?
Yeah, it's like as you said before, like who you are is who you surround yourself in, and like those kind of situations, like if you surround yourself enough in that, like it's gonna be normal to you.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I think, yeah, and then like breaking away from like friendships, like toxic, which is like you guys aren't friends anymore, it's like really difficult to do, especially if you have like a very good like memory and bond with them. It's kind of like hard to like let go of someone that you used to like be around 24/7, you know?
I said, right, because hold on, can
Because like for me personally, I might yap for a little bit, but for me personally, it's like if I have a friend and like I know that they're toxic to me, but like I also know how they like act to me and that it's just become normal, then it's gonna be a lot harder to like break away because obviously they've been my friends for like a very long time and we shared a lot of memories together, especially if they're good ones. Even if they're bad ones, it's very hard to let go of someone who is in your life. Like for me personally, like if they do me dirty, I would still miss the good moments that we had, and I wouldn't miss them, but I would miss the person that they once shown to me, you know? I would miss the, like I would miss how they acted like when we were together as like friends, because it's just kind of like they, what the freak, what was that?
coming.
Oh yeah, it's like I don't know how to word it, bruh, but it's like if I know that they're a bad person, my mind would still try to trick me that no, they're a good person, you're a bad person for trying to get away. And then like just mourning the loss of them like afterwards, it's like it's hard to like mourn someone who's still alive, like who like you have good memories with and bad memories with, because it's like do you hate them, do you not hate them, do you resent them, do you forgive them, How do you forget, or like how do you forgive them for what they did to you, but you still like love them anyways, you know? So it's like a, yeah, it's like a constant battle, to be honest. Like losing friendships is like really difficult because I don't know if I'm making any sense, but
Another thing is,
yeah.
I have that issue with a family member and then a best friend of mine, actually.
Yeah.
It's a really bad word that you have with yourself. Knowing somebody, I'll say this, like, I have my friend as an example. I have known this dude for 6 years, and
Yeah.
he has gotten me through most of my life, actually.
Yeah.
But recently he's been pulling a lot of stunts that's not been helping his case
Yeah.
as much as I've been trying to defend him.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing better now because apparently he's in a relationship and it's working out for him, but besides the point, like, there is issues that he needs to fix on himself to be okay with me, because I've been fighting a war with myself, trying to keep a good balance of healthy people and some of what bad energy, because I don't want war within my balance of peace.
That's a fire
If you
line.
can, if
Sorry.
I can't keep, no, you're good, you're good. If I can't keep peace within that balance, I don't know how I want to support you as much as I would love to.
And like adding on to that, it's also like it's good recognizing that you need to cut some people off to make peace for yourself. 'Cause most of the time people will like try to like put people above them and like try to make others like happy before them. And it's like at some point you need to recognize that it's okay to cut people off, especially if they're harming your peace of like mind. And like it's okay to like let go of like good memories and to let go of someone or something that is harming you, because at the end of the day, you are what really matters. So, like, you matter the most to yourself. So, to cut off something bad that makes you, like, think negatively of yourself, or to, like, ruin what you've worked really hard to achieve, that will, like, it gets lonely sometimes when you do that, but it's also, it makes you a lot more grateful for what you have, you know?
Oh, I got you. Because this, I don't know how to put this into words. It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge for many people. Be wanting to have that peace with that person, but you know you can't, because if they can't fix themselves, you know you can't fix them for you. So it's either they have the choice to help themselves, so it's either you have the choice, they have the choice to let you help them so they can help themselves, or they help themselves be a better person. Otherwise, if they're not willing to help themselves to grow and not be as a bad influence on themselves to other people also, it's
Yeah.
like, how can I keep this energy with me, although I know it's not helping me or them?
Yeah. I also wanted to add, like, at some point, when do you stop helping, like, someone who won't accept change or who won't accept help? Because it's just going to be more like damage on you than it is on them, because they are accustomed to that and you are not. So the best thing you can do for yourself when it comes to that situation is understanding that they need to stop doing this because if they can't change for themselves, who says they will change for you? You know? It's like a really bad way of looking at things, but like, when do you stop trying to help someone who won't change for the better? And like, yeah, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I had something else to
Yeah,
say, but I forgot where.
I know exactly what
Yeah.
you're extreme currently. But how would I just say this? It's for people in the world like who experience this and you know you wanna help somebody but they're not willing to help themselves, but you want to try everything you can do to put in that work so they can at least try to support themselves. Please, like, have the patience to, have the patience. God damn.
Yeah,
Hate this movie.
while you're doing that, I just wanted to say, it is not your responsibility to it is not your responsibility to make people change. It is not your responsibility to tell them, like, hey, you are harming yourself and you need to do this and this. It is not your responsibility. You can take up that responsibility, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you are not responsible for that. You are, however, responsible for cutting something that is bad out of your life. Because if they're bad and they know it, then they won't leave you because they know that you will take that like disrespect because they know that you love them and they know that they won't change, but you will continue anyways. So it's not your responsibility to change them. You can help with that, but ultimately it is their responsibility and it is your responsibility to know when to like end things and to know when to like cut bad things that are harming you out of your life. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's cool.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, you're fine. But yeah, you're saying?
For the people who do continue to fight that challenge, like be so willing to help somebody that you will put many things aside to give them that support. Make a gap. Be able to support, but not as much that you put your whole life to the side.
Right. Make
Because
them
not
like
at that. Oh,
what?
no, I was gonna say like, not even like that's putting a whole dent into you. But it's not helping them either because they're not willing to help themselves.
Yeah.
You're just giving them the attention they want to keep provoking this negative energy they're giving to you and everyone else
Yeah.
that you want to support but can't.
Yeah. I think a lot of like people who are like that, where they like seek help but they don't like try to change the way they're acting, even after people are like continuously trying to help them. I think they like the attention more than trying to change. Like, they like being seen, but they also won't change because they know that they will continue to get that attention. So, like, you
The
sort of.
fear of them being alone, if
Yeah.
they can't hold that attention, they know they can't, they don't have a role in that place.
Yeah. And it's like you said earlier, create a boundary between that. If you know that they are doing that to you, if you know that they are actively leeching off of you and like making you harm yourself only for them to get even worse because they know that they can depend on you and they know that you will always be there. Make a either like cut them off or create very strict boundaries of when they can like of when you can help. Because you can only help them so like you can only help them to a certain point. And it's also like do not exert yourself to the point of exhaustion. Do not let people take advantage of your kindness just because like they are not willing to change. And like of course be kind and help them, but like do not let people take advantage of your like kindness and like of how you will be there for them. Do not let people take advantage of that because there are other people who do need that type of kindness in their life. And what's the point of wasting it on someone who like won't change after countless times on rather than like like what's the point of using that kindness on them instead of using it on someone who does need like help and who will change or who try to change, you know?
Right.
And like I do empathize with people who like seek help but don't want to change because it's like changing is very scary and like understanding that you need to do things is very hard to accept. I empathize with them because at some point I think that was all of us. It's like we like the attention, we like knowing that people care, but also it's not a very healthy like way to get attention. It won't always last. So I understand and I sympathize with them a lot, but it's also like you need to understand that it won't always be that way and like you won't always be pampered and you won't always be like people aren't always going to be accepting like to help you, you know?
Right. I do want to say this, like, you, everyone already knows change is technically inevitable. It will always happen. But as a quote for now, like, it's either you can float within the waves and go with the current, or go against it and try to challenge it. Either way, there's always going to be something changing. There's always going to be a new outcome. But will you allow it or try to go against it and go for something else? This will only provoke you to be a better person or just give off of that energy. This is also going with supporting people. If you go with the flow and just let it go and see and let it go against their nature and let them be, then please do, because this will be leaving a better hope on yourself and having them actually come to actual mind opener so they can help themselves and not be so sophisticated or trying to go against the raft and just waste your precious time and energy on something that will be technically meaningless to you and have zero benefits in the future. But there's always going to be that one middle part where there's always going to be a new challenge that you will always have to go up against. There's always going to be a new change to a story or the battle that you will fight, but always push towards it so you're never being left behind in the river.
Yeah, I get that. Like, there will always be hardships, but if you try to face it, then you will come out, like, understanding more of yourself and the world around you. Yeah. But on a lighter note, life is beautiful, and I think people do not see that very often because there are a lot of bad things happening, in the world, and there are a lot of bad things happening to your health, physically, mentally, emotionally, stuff like that. But sometimes you just need to take a step back and realize, like, not everyone can appreciate like beauty in this moment. So the fact that you get to like look around and like recognize the beauty in big things, small things, like no matter how minuscule, the beauty is there and like you're appreciating it. So like it exists and life is beautiful and worth loving every part of it. The bads, the ups, the downs, the goods, like every part makes life beautiful, because how can life exist without some hardships, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Just live your life.
Don't dwell.
Don't be a shut in to the point you won't experience life for yourself. Don't make it to the point that you only go out just for important business. Go experience life for what it has to offer. Go on a walk for like 10, 20 minutes. Just do something that involves you being present in the time that you have with everything that is around you. Because they will always be there. It might will be, but there's always never a given chance. So always enjoy life within the present than trying to go into the future about it.
Don't dwell on past hardships. Like, recognize that they happen and accept that they happen, but don't dwell on it so much to the point where you're put back into that cycle where you think everything is against you. Don't like think so negatively about yourself or other people all the time, because you are a person and everyone else is human. So there'll always be different mindsets because that's just the way they've known things. And try to empathize with them about situations like these, but also recognize that if it's harming you, then you need to get out of there and you need to like understand that it's okay to let go of bad things that once held good memories, because you can always make better memories with better people who won't harm you. You can always enjoy life to like the like extreme when you are truly happy with yourself and truly happy with the people around you. So I guess like don't hate life so much because of the way that everything around you has affected you, because everything is like learning how to live for the first time. Like all the plants, they are living for the first time. Like sure, their like genes have existed for a very long time, but it's their first time living and experiencing things, and it's hard to adapt to things, but at the end of the day, you will adapt and you will overcome. And don't be so harsh on yourself or other people, because like I said, it's everyone's first time living. So it is not your fault that you are the way you are, because you are the most distinct person ever because of the way you are. Like from everything, like small to big habits about you, that's what like makes you human. You are the dominant species. You are the like most intelligent species, or like whatever, on our planet Earth. So don't believe that you are not worth anything, because you are worth a lot and you are human, and making mistakes and understanding and ignoring and continuing to make the same mistake and like denying that it ever happened, that is normal for you to do, but change will happen And you are proof that change exists because you have changed a lot. So, life is worth living for. I love life. Life is beautiful. No? But yeah, okay. I'm done yapping.
Let the plants grow. Let's go, Earth.
Yeah! Woohoo! It's gonna be Earth Day soon on Monday. Awesome!
Hear something,
Yeah.
but all
So.
right, y'all. It's been a night. It's technically 11:30. We've been in the stream for like an hour,
Yeah,
so
an hour and 5 minutes.
I think it's yes. And we
Okay.
call it a night, y'all. It's been real.
Yep, say
Chat
your
with
goodbyes.
Lydia in the stream. Movies. I'll catch y'all later.
Is that your goodbye? You're gonna say that every
Yeah.
single time? Okay. Goodbye,
I'll
guys.
switch it
Okay. All right.
up.
Goodbye, guys. I love you all very much, and you guys are worth being there for. So don't hate yourself because you guys are all very swag. Okay, goodbye, good night. Have a lovely morning, night, afternoon, wherever you are. I love you lots. This is Anita Max Win. I'm kidding. This is this is my persona. Freak, what should we name ourselves? What?
We figured out. We
Yeah,
figured out.
next time, next time. All right, guys. This is the podcast. We still had need to come up with a name, but this is the podcast. And
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a swell day. Okay,
Check
goodbye.
us out on Twitch. We catch y'all later. Bye bye.
Bye.